Kincaid and Dallas
podcast.
So there's an Ask Men forum online where someone brought up a really neat question. That question is, what is something that's traditionally masculine, but as a man, you honestly hate it? One in particular was over the top, and I like to meet the one guy who says no to this, thinking that it makes him more masculine. Guess which one this is on this list of things that they're saying, no, I don't need to do this to feel like I'm a man. All right? Trying to crush someone's hand when shaking it, like one of those insane handshakes.
Yeah, I hate guys who do that. Why? Like, just give me a normal handshake. What are you trying to prove?
Drinking black coffee without any sort of sweetener.
Kincaid.
Well, I do that, but I do that because I'm a man now. No, I just do it because I just don't
you
like
just
the
like
taste.
The taste.
Uh-huh. I do. I don't mind it. Yeah, and it's better for you too. Less calories as.
Well, it's not better for you when you have 4 cups and 0 water throughout the day.
Yeah.
Love you, Mom. Thank you. Fighting.
Then just like fist fighting.
Yeah, just fighting.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like Fight Club and stuff.
All right.
Not using shampoo?
Who does that?
That's masculine?
Yeah.
Not washing your hair and smelling gross?
That's just gross.
Okay.
Man, I don't use shampoo.
Shampoo's only for women and tiny little girls.
Save that.
Stupid.
Chewing tobacco. All right, chewing. That just, you know.
Ew.
That's gross.
I like it. It's gross. Okay. Not ordering any sort of fruity cocktail, wearing pink, or holding your wife's purse.
All right, you know, I'll be damned if I'm not going to get a piña colada.
I will do all those
fruity drinks are good.
And yeah. Let me tell you something. I love holding my wife's purse because I hold it up super close to my chest like Sophia on the Golden Girls did. That's what I do. It's fun.
I have tons of pink shirts, too.
Not smiling when someone takes your picture makes you more masculine, and they don't like that.
What?
You know what? You know how when you're looking for a significant other, you have like a box of things you want them to check off?
Yeah.
One of my boxes was he better be able to smile with his teeth in a photo because I will not date somebody who just doesn't smile in pictures. Mm-hmm. So
you're annoyed
goodness,
by the stoic men who just don't like smiling.
Like, why do they do that?
Yeah, because
probably have a beautiful smile. Just smile.
Because either they're number one, they don't like their teeth, or number two, they feel like, you know, it makes them weak if they smile.
Well, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
I didn't shampoo my hair.
Men are supposed to be mad and sad and angry all the time.
Nothing to smile about.
That hurt. I guess I'm not a man. I can't do that. driving the biggest, most annoying truck possible.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I know guys
I do,
like that.
I do like loud trucks, so there, I'm sorry. Doing stupid, risky things purely for credit from friends or the adrenaline rush. Guilty.
Oh, my God. Guilty.
But here's the one that... Okay, wait. I'm supposed to let you guess which one.
Okay. I guess
too
it's
late.
This one.
Okay. You'd be right, Garrett. Moving on to the next thing. Kincaid and Dallas, thanks for listening. Rejecting a local anesthetic at a doctor or dentist.
Oh, my God.
What man says, I don't need it. Go
what?
Ahead.
I'm too tough for that.
What man says, I don't want the anesthetic?
No, man, listen, that I know.
One thing, okay, I get it. If you're allergic to it, I get it. Okay, cool, it's going to make you sick.
Right, but they have other alternatives.
I don't need it. I brought a bullet in to bite.
Men have like a zero pain tolerance. If anything, they're the ones that need the anesthetic for it.
No, for real.
I just, like, why? Like, what about that makes you feel like, you know, is that a bragging thing or at the bar?
What do you have to prove?
Who's going
to
hear that and be like, wow. What a hot man. He didn't take any nitrous oxide or whatever when he got his teeth done.
I've got audio proof that Garrett's not a real man.
I'll take whatever pills you put in my hand, okay? Come on, dude. Don't expose me like that. Everybody's going to know I'm a wimp.
So please, if you're with a man who acts like that or you are that guy, quit it. Please tell him to quit it just quit it.
You can like fruity drinks and... Take the pain pills, and you can do all the things, and you're still a man.
Just don't not the drinks and the painkillers together, please.
Yeah, please don't do that together.
Not in that order.
No, but I suggest at the very least enjoy the anesthesia, please, you need it.
In your ears and on demand, Kincaid and Dallas.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.